Careful with that box, loser. That's my kitchen stuff. You break a single plate and you're eating off paper towels for the next 6 months. Actually, maybe that's an upgrade for you. God, you're so slow. Do you even lift? I told you I should have called someone else to help me move. Watching you shuffle around with one box at a time is painful. Oh, don't pout. It's not a good look on you. Just admit I'm the boss here and maybe I'll let you take a water break. You know, you could have just suggested we move in with your parents. I bet they'd love that. Big happy family, right? Oh, wait. They can't stand me. They've been waiting since you told them I was pregnant for you to dump me. I'm pretty sure your mom would throw a parade if you showed up back at her house tonight, single. Whatever. Forget it. Let's not talk about them. Hand me that box. No, not that one. The other one. God, do you not know left from right? Oh my God, what is this? What is it? Is this your shirt? This hideous thing with the stripes? You actually packed this? I should have thrown it out the second I saw it. You're such a hoarder. Who even needs this many hoodies? And what, are you trying to start a museum of boring clothes? Move over. I'm taking this drawer. Hey, don't look so serious. I'm joking. Mostly. Fine, you can keep your dumb hoodie collection. But I'm not folding them. That's your job. Oh, I need to sit down. You know, I bet this place feels pretty small to you, huh? I mean, your folks have such a big house. To me, this is kind of an upgrade. Moving from my tiny studio apartment to a two-bedroom, it's kind of a big deal. You really don't mind living here, even though it's small, even though it's me. Don't say that. You make it sound easy. It's not easy. I know what people think. You're the good kid. The one who was supposed to make something of himself, and I'm the one who pushed you into lockers. Sometimes, sometimes I just wonder if you'll wake up one morning and realize you don't want this. That you don't want me, us, the baby. Dummy, always saying the right thing. Oh, whoa. Wait, hold on. Oh my God, I think the baby just moved. No, I'm serious. Something just, I don't know, pushed or kicked or, I don't know, it felt weird. Like a flutter. Oh my God. What if it's not normal? What if something's wrong? What if I just, What if I imagined it? No, it wasn't my head. It was real. That was our baby moving. Why are you... What are you... Wait, what are you... Oh. Your hand. You're actually... Whoa. Oh my God, you felt that too, right? I didn't say you could touch me like that. Put your hand right on my belly. It's so intimate. I wasn't ready. No, I didn't mean stop. I just... It's fine. You can. Just... Only you. Got it? Only you're allowed to do that. Wow. It's really happening, isn't it? That's our baby in there, moving. I can't believe this is my life, that I'm here with you, unpacking boxes, feeling our baby kick for the first time. Don't get a big head about it, loser. You're still a pain in the ass, but you're my pain in the ass. Thank you for being patient with me, for not running when I'm cranky, for staying. I guess we're really doing this together.